Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. Only you, Jesus. Only you. That was our sister Ada from the continent of Africa. And singing about the name that's above every name, the person of our salvation, the focus of our love and attention, and our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. We want to go to God. We're going to go to prayer. But we always have our scriptures first. Amen. And we're coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today. You know, scripture is always a time to memorize, to meditate on the word of God. For Jesus said that we don't live on bread alone. No, we live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And that is so true. We need to feed on God's word, amen, that we'll be nourished, we'll be strong, we'll have courage, and everything to God be the glory. So 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 says, rejoice always. In verse 17, pray continually. 18 says, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So we're going to rejoice. We're going to pray. And we're going to give thanks. And so we just bless God. We praise his holy name on today as we go into prayer. Amen. And first of all, we just lift up the bereaved to God at this moment, bereaved all over the world. And you know, recent incidents is in Florida, in Orlando. You know, people's hearts are broken. And Jesus wants to mend hearts. He wants the sinners. He wants the those who know they're not righteous, amen, in their own eyes. And he is looking that this gospel be spread all over. And in fact, Jesus said this gospel must be preached to all nations, and then the end will come. Amen. So let us pray on today. Let us give God praise. Let us give God the glory. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Father God, we bless your holy name on this morning. God, we thank you. God, we give you praise. God, we honor you. God, there is no one like you. You deserve the praise. You deserve our attention. You deserve our worship, God. And Lord, we worship you. God, we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We rejoice in our salvation. We are saved not unto ourselves, but we are saved, God, for such a time as this. And we are saved, amen, so that others can have salvation. We are your witnesses. We are the light in the darkness. We are your ambassadors, we're ministers of your reconciliation. And let us be faithful in doing it, God. Let us be faithful in pursuing your will. We know it's your will that no one would perish, but all to come to repentance. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let us, hallelujah, be about your business, Father God, spreading the gospel. We lift up laborers already in a harvest field. We know that there's laborers, Father God, your missionaries all over, planting seeds, watering seeds, and you're the one who makes the seeds grow. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we lift up, God, those ministries, Gospel of Asia, Grace Point Ministries, we ask for their strength, we ask for their guidance, we ask for their protection and safety, and your angels all about them and the blood of Jesus over them. God, we pray right now, God, you will send more laborers into the harvest because the laborers are few, but the harvest is plentiful. And we're praying for those in the darkness to come to the light. We pray for those in the valley decision to make up their minds. We pray for their minds to be unblinded, that they can understand the gospel, that they can hear with their ears, and they can see with their eyes what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to say, that today is the day of salvation. Today, right now, is not a time to put off anything. Amen. But today is the day to make up their minds. We pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for those in the hospitals. We pray for those, God, who are have cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, and different diseases. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, their healer. Lord, touch them in a mighty way by the wounds of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. And God, they are made whole in Christ Jesus. We pray, God, that you are, as you are Jehovah Jireh, you make provision for all needs, spiritual, physical, mentally, emotionally. God, hallelujah. You can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think in these prayers. You told us to ask that we would receive. You told us to seek and we would find. You said knock and the door would be open. You have told us to pray continually, Lord God, and give thanks in all circumstances. And so, Lord God, we thank you. We praise you right now, God, that, hallelujah, that your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray and lift up the body of Christ to the saints of God. We'll be full of your love, full of your spirit, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that we are doing it steadfastly. We are standing strong and on the battlefield for you, Lord God. We're teaching your people how to pray and seek your face. And God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, that many are heeding the call, and they're calling on that name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We lift up our children and youth, Father God, to you. We lift up their safety. We lift up their salvation. A little child will even leave them. We pray for little children, God, being your witnesses and bringing family, their families, and others to Christ Jesus. God, we lift up the leaders of the nations, our President Barack Obama. We lift up all the nations, prime ministers and kings and queens and those who are making decisions so that as believers in Christ, we can live a peaceful and godly life in all godliness and holiness. To you be the glory, and we'll be able to have open doors to spread this gospel without hindrance, oh God, or reprisal. So, but God, we thank you right now that you're setting the captives free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God, we thank you that, God, so much is being accomplished, not because of our power or might, by your Spirit. God, pour out your Spirit right now. You said you would, God, on all flesh. Sons and daughters prophesying, God, visions being seen, men dreaming dreams, but this is all for your praise. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah to your name. We rejoice because, oh God, today is a day of rejoicing and that we know you, the one true and only God. Hallelujah to your name. God, we thank you right now. You're doing a great work in the hearts and the minds of the people. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all of Israel shall be saved, shall be saved. God, we bless you. God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give God praise on today. We know that there are some unspoken requests, saints. And we know in your heart today, we just ask you to release them unto God. And he is a God who hears even our heart's desires. And he answers, amen, mightily, because he is awesome. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We are so thankful that you join us and agree with us in prayer. We do not take it lightly. We do not take for granted, because we know that your time is precious, and that we know that God, amen, is so appreciative when we pray and agree and have you with one another. So we come into agreement. I bless you. I thank God for you. Enjoy your day. Go with God. And join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. Amen.